Hello, everyone. Welcome to the latest edition of the NAREIT Podcast. I'm Alan Kenny with REIT.com. Joining me on the other end is Peter Fast, partner with the law firm of Proskauer Rose in the New York office. Peter, how are you doing?
Fine. You know, as long as REITs stay around, I'll be around.
Okay, sounds good. Well, I wanted to talk with you actually today about some of the trends in the public non-listed REIT space. Last year, you know, this group of companies raised about $20 billion in capital, which was roughly double to the amount raised a year earlier. Was there a demand for these offerings that wasn't being met by the market previously? And you know, what's driving this growth?
Well, in my opinion, people have discovered the fact that after the financial crisis, people were looking for yield, and the non-traded product has been structured to give yield and some financial stability, a predictable dividend stream, and a preservation of capital. And we industry had some very high-profile liquidity events, which people noticed, and more money started flowing in. When you have liquidity events for the non-traded space, about 50% of the capital gets recycled. So you had a lot of some recycling in 2013. And in fact, the first 2 months of 2014 are about 50% ahead of the money raising in the first 2 months of 2013. I'm just looking at some statistics. You got about $2.7 billion for non-listed non-REITs in the first 2 months as compared to $1.8 billion last year. So it looks like the trend is continuing. The predictable distribution yield and the fact that the real estate market is recovered and people want to place money in real estate.
Talking with Peter Fass of Proskauer Rose. So given the kind of growth of this area of the REIT in real estate space, I mean, what do you think this has done for the scale and market power of public non-listed REITs?
Well, they have become a force in the real estate industry in the sense that they're buying larger deals at the table at the same time as the listed REITs. I mean, if you look at this, I see non-listed REITs as one of the few ways where a sponsor, a real estate sponsor, can raise blind pool capital. It was several years ago, there was a phenomenon, I think, in 2010 for some blind pool listed REITs, and that came and went very quickly. But substantially all of the non-listed REITs are blind pool. So you raise money and you invest along the way. And that enables you to have capital to bid for a deal. A listed REIT, if it's looking at a large portfolio, may have to tap the equity markets and depending on market conditions, may or may not go to market, where a non-listed REIT for a period of time, whether it's a 1 year, 2 year, or 3 years as the offerings go on, have money and they invest along the way. So it gives them the ability to bid and acquire a lot of the assets as they come to market.
And so in terms of the implications of this trend for stock exchange-listed REITs, I mean, eventually these non-listed companies will need some kind of liquidity event, right?
Yes. Well, we have participated in a handful of liquidity events for non-listed REITs, having done the first listing of a non-listed REIT without a simultaneous public offering with the first Dutch auction tender offer, for American Realty Capital Trust. I guess that was back in March of 2012. We are representing two non-listed REITs, which have announced their intention to list over the next 60 days, one on NASDAQ, one on the New York Stock Exchange. Then we've had a series of mergers of non-listed REITs into listed REITs, which have ended up creating a very large net lease company, American Realty Capital Properties. Now, with that liquidity events, you have the recycling of the money, which is part of the reason $20 billion was raised in 2013. And from what I understand from published information, I think Robert A. Stanger and Company indicates there's between $40 and $45 billion of liquidity events planned over the next between 14 and 15. So that's a lot of money going to come back into the space.
Absolutely. Well, Peter, really appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for coming on, talking with us about non-listed REITs.
All right. Thank you very much.
And thank you all for joining us, too, for the NAREIT podcast. I'm Alan Kenny.